And what was the name of that hell?
Song for My Father.
Ah, no wonder it felt so hauntingly familiar. Beautiful. Oh, good morning again, everyone. It's just such a beautiful thing to be able to come together with you. And this month, our shared stories, we've been talking about our shared stories, sharing the love, sharing the light, and now sharing the wisdom, seemed appropriate for Father's Day. Not just the physical father, but the father, the power, the source, the intelligence. And so we come together to share our stories. We come together to share what we have in common, and that is the love, the light, the wisdom that is spirit. It is all of that. And it's a safe thing to say that there are more words of wisdom than I could possibly share with you today or next week or in an entire lifetime. For not any one of us contains all of the words of wisdom, contains the fullness of the wisdom. It is actually in our coming together and sharing the wisdom that we can experience more of it. So wisdom is all around us. It surrounds us, it informs us, it inspires us, and it reminds us that wisdom is shared by all and that it is individual to each of us. For God is wisdom. And I like to remind myself and each of us whenever we're willing to listen that we're portals for that infinite intelligence. We're portals, we're channels. And a channel is something that, through which, anything passes. Did I say that well enough? Let me say it again in a better way. A channel is something that something passes through. So it's an opening, it's a passage. We are the passageway. We are the channel through which spirit is revealing itself, through which spirit, the infinite intelligence, the divine love, the creative power, the almighty, the thing itself is being made known. So if you're wondering what your purpose is in life, it's to express that, to allow that flow, to allow that wisdom, to allow that creativity, to allow that power to be made known in life. And the thing is first we must open our minds to the divine influx, to the spark, the surge of spirit that is being expressed. So it's not like we just sit back, although we do sit back and let it happen, but there's a cooperation with it. We open to it, we're receptive to it, we allow it, we make it welcome, we recognize it, and we allow it to move through us. And that is the wisdom being expressed in us and through us and as us. And the difference between God and humanity is not in essence. How could it be? For we are born and made in the image and likeness of it. The difference is in the degree. The mind power of the universe is in everyone. And it is the same creative genius which projects through everything. And yet, some of us do experience it in different ways. I can't say greater, because it isn't necessarily greater, is it? It's merely unique. For we are the portal, remember, through which it is being poured forth. And so if we pause in any situation, shall I pause? Remembering, since there is but one life, the life of each of us is God in us. And we allow it to access us as we access it. The difference is not in the nature of this reality, but in the amount of it which flows through our consciousness. We could end there, but there's more to it. While it is true we are immersed in an infinite intelligence, a mind that knows all things, it is also true that the intelligence can acquaint us with its ideas only as we are able and willing to receive them. Do you feel your back in Science of Mind 101? It is the very basis of our teaching. The divine mind is infinite. It contains all knowledge and wisdom, and we experience it to the degree that we're open to it, that we understand it, that we embody it. The good news is the answer to every problem is in the problem itself. All problems are in our own mind, and our own mind must solve them by adding wisdom to knowledge. And real knowledge is the conscious awareness of the indwelling Father, the power. And as we become aware of it in greater degrees, that God, that Spirit, that divine love abides in us, is at the center of our own being, and we embody this, the truth manifests in our life. I bet I could ask every single one of you if you have an example of this. And you would all say, yes, Patty, because we've been doing this. And yet, how easy it is to become complacent in that and to forget our part in it. So we continue the exploration of truth. We continue to get greater understanding. We continue to deepen our realization of this. We continue to embody it in greater and greater ways. We coexist in the infinite life that is God. We coexist with the intelligence, the love, the light, the beauty. We exist in it, and we may draw upon and from it. And let me reiterate, what we draw from it, we must draw through the channel of our own individual mind. We learn in the study of the science of mind that universal mind contains all knowledge. It is the ultimate potential of all things. To it, all things are possible. To us, as much as we can conceive is possible. As much as we can make welcome. As much as we can know. And here's where the fun comes in. Because each one of us is unique. Each one of us is knowing it in our own way. And each one of us sees somebody else knowing it differently. And if we want to expand our experience of the divine, all we need do is just look at another person. And we might laugh and say, oh, how interesting. That's the way they're experiencing it. Or we might say, oh, wow, how inspiring. That's the way. Or we might say, ah, oh, wow. And we see by sharing life with each other, by being willing to see and be seen, more of the complexity, more of the diversity, more of the possibility, more of the potential of the infinite life of God. Because remember, each of us are the individualized portals through which it, the infinite, is being made known. If we want to experience a bigger God, a greater God, a more magnificent God, we look within, yes, and we also get to look with each other. And this is why sharing our stories is so powerful. I used to say that we had enough books, enough classes, enough workshops, enough lessons, enough curriculum. In fact, I probably said it last week. But, and I'm realizing with greater wisdom that we can never have too much of the power, of the presence, of the authority, of the God, the love, the light, the truth that is being expressed and shared. In fact, it is apparent that should all the wisdom of the universe be poured over us, just picture it, all of the wisdom of the universe, it's coming upon us, it's being poured upon us, and the reality is we will receive as much as we are receptive to. It doesn't mean that it isn't there. It just means that if we want to experience more of it, our channel, our portal, our pathway that is our life, our experience of life, is to be expanded. Want to experience more good in your life? Anybody? Anybody interested? Well, I do, so I'll just talk to myself. Spiritual wisdom says that God manifests through everything and is incorporated in all men. Therefore, we each are one part of that complete unity with life that we desire. And in The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes writes, "The thought of God must be the cause of what really exists. The thought of God must be the cause of what really exists. And as there are many existing things, there must be many thoughts in the mind of the infinite. For an infinite mind would necessarily conceive an infinite variety of ideas. Hence, we live in a world of multiplicity, or many things. And the question becomes, can we recognize and understand that the world of multiplicity does not contradict the world of unity? I mean, more and more and more, and I don't think it's just my age, I don't, more and more and more as I experience life, I experience the multiplicity of life and the yearning for me to experience our unity, our oneness, is expanding at the same rate as I am experiencing the multiplicity. And while at times it can feel like a contradiction, really if I just allow that to be, oh, in the multiplicity is an expansion of my awareness of our oneness, our unity. And you might remind me, and remember, Patty, in that, try not to judge. You probably would, right? And again, I remind myself and each of us that the place for the work to be done is within. Right where we are, through constantly, consistently, regularly applying ourselves to truth. Now, I might say applying truth to me, but I'm mixing it up on purpose and with purpose, applying myself to truth. Gradually understand in greater and greater and more demonstrable ways the universal spiritual principles that we stand upon, that we teach, that we believe, that we are coming to know in greater ways. And we do this every time we pause, every time we settle in for a prayer, every time we share a prayer, when we remember to connect with that presence within. And it could be in a moment of being out in nature and seeing one of the butterflies that's going by or the hummingbirds or just feeling the peace and the bliss of nature. And can we have the same pause and the same awareness and the same awe of the presence of the infinite when we're struggling? When we're in conflict, when we're in disagreement. A good question that we can ask ourselves is, can I be a wise steward of the love and the light that we share? For here am I am the portal. I am that channel through which God's infinite potential is being poured forth. Am I being a good steward of it? Am I sharing it? Am I living it? Am I welcoming it? Am I allowing it? And as I'm a good steward of it with myself, am I being a good steward of it as I see it out here? I might also ask, can I share the light and the love that is in and through all of life? I was not so quick to say, well, yes, of course. It's not a yes, of course. Can I, will I share the love and the light and the wisdom and the truth and the wholeness that exists throughout all of life? Or do I hoard it? Do I keep it for myself? Do I think some people are worthy of it and some people are not? Because with wisdom comes responsibility. With wisdom comes self-awareness. Wisdom is the embodiment of the knowledge, the truth, the oneness that we teach. Wisdom is that embodiment. And so with it comes this, just call it responsibility, to be it, to share it, to recognize it. Last week I spoke of the demons in my mind. And in being with that idea, letting it continue to expand within me, letting it continue to grow within me, letting it continue to inform me, I can also see that the judgments and the laziness in my mind that separate me. Laziness, I recognize as the unwillingness to stop the automatic train of thought. So am I being a good steward of my oneness with God? You know, we all want to be able to tell a story of how good we are. We all want to be able to tell the story of how great we are at life and how tuned in we are. And we have really great stories to tell, we do. I know each of us does. And I remember, oh my gosh, 100 years or so ago, Fred and I were in a workshop, in a seminar series, and the project that our group chose was to bring awareness to the good news in the world. We felt, like many people felt, that there was a lot of bad news that was being shared, that we were hearing about the doom and the gloom and the upset and all of the things that didn't work in the world, and we said, oh, but there's all of this goodness in the world. Why aren't we hearing about that? And so we set about to create ways. And really, it wasn't about, now I find in hindsight, it wasn't about that we developed a new media. It was that we were the opening in our own consciousness, in our own languaging, in our own receptivity to sharing the good of life. That's wisdom. Being open and receptive to the infinite and making it welcome in our life. Wisdom. We all want it, don't we? We all want to be known as the wise person. When I was raising my kids, someone told me, and it was such great advice, in order to be old and wise, you must first be. Have you guys heard this? Young and stupid. But it's because we make mistakes. It's because we're growing. It's because we're learning. And if we're not willing to explore, to embody, to do our part, then we don't actually ever recognize what it feels like to be centered in that truth. So we have within us greater wisdom than ever because we are more aware of and open to our oneness with life. Would you agree? As a whole. I think so. I think so. And, you know, right where we are, how we're talking about life, how we're experiencing life, how we're being with life, to practice wisdom, to be that wisdom, to share that wisdom, to allow that wisdom to inform us, to inspire our word, is such a privilege. It is such a gift, not just to ourselves, but to each other. So I'm really comfortable and confident in saying where the place where the work to be done is right within myself. And I've said it a lot, I'll still say it, it continues to be true, and yet I'm coming to realize, as my experience of life and our oneness expands, that it doesn't stop right here. My life overlaps with yours. Your life overlaps with someone else's, all else's. It is in the overlap that we're being invited to stand strong, to be willing to not run away. It's the overlap. The work to be done is here, and yet my life is overlapping with your life. I can't think of a better word, of a better way to express what it is that I'm feeling, other than that interweaving, that my life and your life are one life. And it has given me such strength and such awareness to know that when I'm experiencing the bad news within myself, I don't have to run away. When I'm experiencing the bad news out here, I don't need to run away. I can look at it. I can see it. I can just be with it and know that there is something greater. And probably what I don't know is the bigger story. Probably what I need is someone else with that other perspective to come and say, oh. And it might be the reminder that I need that says, Patty, don't forget, we live in an infinite universe of divine love. It might be, Patty, don't forget, this is perception. What I'm recognizing and what I want us to recognize is that it is all happening in here. But without all of us sharing our parts and connecting with each other and sharing our wisdom and sharing our understanding and sharing our perspective, we are limiting ourselves. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to limit myself. I really don't. So, are we able to stand in the light of unconditional and unconditioned love and see what greater idea is being brought forth? Can we be witness to it in each other and ourselves? Sometimes we see what's going on. And have you ever played Jenga? You know, you pull out that one little piece of the puzzle and you don't want the whole thing to go crashing down. So I'm looking at the puzzle of my life. I can see the one thing that I need to pull out. I can see it. And if I could just reach in and just grab that one little piece, everything would be great. And sometimes that works. Sometimes I can reach in and I can just pull out that one little part of my life. And sometimes that doesn't work, does it? Sometimes it all comes crashing down. Sometimes it all comes down. And it isn't, it just reminds me that it's all connected. I can't just always reach in and just pull one piece. So in that case, when I can't reach in and pull one piece, do we tolerate the intolerable just so it doesn't come crashing down? Or are we willing to allow our life to unassemble so that we can build it, create it out of a greater idea? I would say yes. There's so much wisdom in the world. It's everywhere. It rings true in the heart and in the mind of each one. And in the words of Paramahansa Yogananda, when God created the universe, he revealed two aspects, the Father, or the masculine, and the mother, or the feminine. If you close your eyes and visualize vast, illimitable space, You might become overwhelmed and enthralled. You feel pure wisdom, not but wisdom, that hidden, limitless extent, wherein there is no creation, no stars, no planets, nothing but pure wisdom. It is the Father. It is that which we call Source. So may we live in the wisdom, and may we live with wisdom. May the wisdom that is truth, oneness, and wholeness be the light that leads us and guides us. For we are swimming in the universal sea of consciousness. We are living in the infinite life of oneness. Each of us is a part of the whole, and therefore sharing our experience is sharing the wisdom, sharing the love, sharing the light, sharing the wisdom.